Phoneboy Speaks, episode 224. It makes me angry. Some tech douchebag over the weekend noticed that Bob Mansfield is no longer listed on the executive staff page on Apple.com. And I don't really care about that. I mean, who cares who's running Apple? I mean, to me, it's minutia that really doesn't matter. What really struck me about it was that you've got people watching Apple's website like a hawk and reporting on just the stupidest minutia of it and trying to do all this analysis and, you know, and reporting on, you know, supply chain things that happen around Apple and trying to divine when the latest iProduct is coming out. And it struck me, I said, you know, if these tech douchebag reporter types would instead spend their cycles watching, I don't know, C-SPAN or the Congressional Record and actually looking at stuff that actually impacts us and reporting on that the same way they report on Apple, we might not be in the mess that we're in right now. We might be way better off because we'd be better informed. But no, everybody wants to hear about the latest Apple product. No, everybody wants to hear about Lindsay Lohan or whatever celebrity that's out there and that people want to hear about, or they want to hear, you know, they want to watch these stupid entertainment programs. Nobody actually wants to find out what's really going on, or, you know, maybe there's just this, there's a willful ignorance to, or, you know, people are either willfully ignorant and you know, and I think the press is just sort of giving them what they want, right? It's like, we don't really want to find out what's going on, because if we did, we'd be depressed. And, you know, unfortunately, that's what happens, right? When you find out what's really going on, you know, it just makes, you know, I don't know, it frustrates me. And when I watch, I'll be honest though, when I watch the news, the local news, or I watch, NBC News or ABC News or any of these news sources, I get angry because they're covering stuff that's not important, and they're leaving out huge bits of the story. They're not putting it from all sides. And of course, you should never take any single source of news as authoritative. You need to listen to multiple sources and try and come up to the same answer. But they all sound the same, right? All these different mainstream media sources, they all are telling basically the same story. Every once in a while, something will slip through. But you got to be watching the media like a hawk in order to get to the real story, if you can find the real story, if they even tell you what's going on at all. And so this is why, you know, as far as the mainstream media is concerned, I mostly don't watch it because it makes me angry, because they just cover things that are not important. I don't give a crap about celebrities. I don't give a crap about, you know, whatever thing that they're going on about, or the fact that they find the stupidest people to interview, and it's like, oh, that's okay. Oh God, you know. Find somebody that actually disagrees, that has a different point of view. My God. Anyway, I'm going to start swearing here in about 2 seconds if I don't cut this off. But anyway, seek out alternative media sources. I mean, this is why I watch No Agenda or listen to No Agenda, because and there's other things I listen to as well. And, you know, they're not always the truth. At least No Agenda entertains me. So, if you're getting your news from mainstream sources, you're missing the story. In fact, you're probably not even getting anything that's of any importance, unless it's something that they want to message. I mean, there are stories that'll leak out of the mainstream press that are just basically propaganda, and you can find through it. And I know I'm starting to sound like a crackpot, but you know, you can't just accept everything that comes out of the mainstream media's mouth. You have to find other sources, and maybe you're not going to agree with it all, and that's fine. You don't have to agree, but you at least have to, you know, you can't just accept what they're saying, because you can easily find the bias or the things that they're not telling you, or that they're, or, you know, or just the fact that they're distracting you with celebrity stories and not telling you what's actually going on. So anyway, I'm going to turn this off before I start streaming expletives out of my mouth, which, you know, I'll do in text, but I don't know that I want to do it on a podcast like this. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find the ways to contact me and past episodes of the podcast on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.